In the final hours of the election, the state's main political parties are engaged in massive get-out-the-vote campaigns. They're especially critical this year, with several close statewide races. We have more on the Republicans' efforts at 7:30. First, here's KUOW's Deborah Wong on what the Democrats are doing.
The state's Democratic Party has been shuttling its candidates around in a big bus, which made its final stop in South Seattle yesterday. On board were the state's two senators, a congressman, the King County executive, and the party's candidate for governor, Jay Inslee.
How many votes are you guys going to get?
A bunch.
About 150 apiece?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Okay, I'm counting on you. Because that 150 votes could make the difference.
Inslee stood in the middle of a group of very eager high school students who were about to go out door to door.
1, 2, 3, Washington. 1, 2, 3, Washington!
Benton Strong is the state's Democratic Party spokesman. He says the candidates are getting volunteers psyched up for the final push.
Their goal here, I think, is to just fire up some of these volunteers who have been just working tireless hours to help get these folks elected. You know, they haven't spent a lot of time with their families recently because they're so focused on this.
Strong says the state's Democrats are known for their get out the vote operation. As of last week, the party had made more than 3 million phone calls and knocked on more than 1 million doors. Strong says they're targeting a wide variety of voters, not just likely Democrats.
We know that Washington State is a blue state, and so we think a significant number of those people are going to vote for Jay Inslee, they're going to vote for Barack Obama, they're going to vote for Maria Cantwell. And so we're going to talk to as many of those folks as we can and get them to turn their ballots in.
At yesterday's Get Out the Vote rally, the Democratic candidates reminded volunteers just how important every vote is in the state. Here's Congressman Jim McDermott, who's running for his 13th term. He's heavily favored to win re-election, but he reflected back on a race in 2004 that was more of a struggle.
Christine Gregoire won by 127 votes, the governorship. Now, that's about one vote for every 20 precincts in the state. So you don't know which one of those phone calls is going to make the difference.
And with the governor's race this year in a virtual dead heat, the Get Out the Vote drive could make the difference between winning and losing on election day. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.